Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for today, Sunday, April 21st. I'm excited about tonight's show because we have Elizabeth from PBA on with us tonight. But first, we're going to give you some beauty news. We have Cheryl from, We have Cheryl from Fame.
Fame Expo.
Well, as much as we've been talking about this, I go blank when you come on the air, Cheryl. I apologize.
It's okay. It's quite all right. So thank you guys for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Absolutely. Thank you. Cheryl, why don't you go right into telling us a little bit about Fame Expo?
Sure, no problem. Fame Expo, it's going to be an expo for makeup and hair artists. It's completely new this year. It's a two-day show that's poised to, deal with the world of beauty. It'll be an event that, people can come get the latest products, discover cutting edge technology, up to the minute makeup trends. We have, of course, the expo part with the discounted shopping opportunities, but also we have seminars. That to me is, going to an event and getting, being able to buy up the goodies is great. We have MAC and Stila and Inglot, Royal Brush, OCC, Lime Crime. We have all these great companies to shop from, but then we also have all these companies that are also bringing top-notch educators. So we have, Valenti Frazier is one of our keynote speakers, and he is Tyra Banks' personal. He's, worked with Heidi Klum, Rihanna, and he has just this huge A-list of clients. But he's going to be one of our educators, and, he really brings a wealth of talent. But, we also have people like Eve Pearl, who also has her own line, but she'll teach like a woman of color class and probably a bridal makeup class. And then we have something completely different. Sue Bryce, she's the Australian makeup or photographer of the year, And she's going to teach people how to build their own portfolio just using an SLR camera and how to power up their social media. And so they can, just use their own cameras without professional lighting. You don't have to pay for a photographer. She'll teach you how to enhance your makeup with your own, skills. We have Donna Mee, we have people from OCC, Matt is going to be doing education. So, the opportunities are, kind of endless as far as the information that people can learn.
Michelle, what's Sue's last name again?
Sue Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E. She's amazing. She was featured on the Today Show a couple months ago. She did this photo shoot with a gal that had a double mastectomy, and you can go online and look at the images, but it was, it was so amazing, this photo shoot, that the Today Show picked it up. But, to me, it'll be great to have, everything that a makeup artist or a nail artist or a cosmetologist or anybody would need, to learn how to highlight, and enhance their skills by different educators that will be on stage.
Cool.
And the show dates, I forgot to mention that, is June 29th and 30th. It's in Pasadena at the Pasadena Convention Center.
Okay. And what's the cost for tickets?
The cost right now, if you go online, tickets are $35. if you're a student, if you're a working professional, and that means you're a nail technician, a cosmetologist, an esthetician, anybody, a makeup artist, a hairstylist, anybody who's working in the industry, all you have to do is go online, create an account, and upload your credentials. You get a discount. If you're a retailer, a retail manager, a distributor, once again, you will upload your information, and then you'll have the ability to buy discounted tickets. And so all that is on the website at Fame Expo, FameExpo.com. And, you know, so for $35, you're going to get a wealth, you know, not only the shopping opportunities, but the education is top-notch.
Cool. So, Cheryl, let me ask you this. Why Fame Expo? Why not, you know, just attend one of the existing makeup-type trade shows out there or beauty-type trade shows?
Why Fame? There's a lot of different shows to choose from. This one brings it's bringing hair, it's bringing nails, it's bringing makeup, it's bringing, you know, top-notch photographers, photo retouchers. It's going to bring everything together under one roof. And, you know, it's just a new opportunity for people to experience a show that has everything.
Right.
It's open to the public, and so you don't have to be you don't have to be a person that's in, you know, that's working as an artist yet. Mm-hmm. But if you're interested in it, it's an opportunity to do that.
Now, some professionals are going to complain, you know, it's open up to the mm-hmm. public, but we don't have a chance to, you know, to really move around the way, you know, the way we want to. Is there going to be anything special for professionals? Yep. Are they going to have a special shop?
There's a couple different things for professionals. You know, we already mentioned that they get they get discounts to get into the show. There's special hours both on Saturday and Sunday. They get in early. It's printed on the ticket that they get in. It's Saturday from 8:30 to 10 that they get in, and then Sunday from 9:30 to 10 they get in early, get a chance to get in there. There's also a pro lounge area that will have some little special benefits for people that are professionals. They'll have badges that delineate them as a professional, and so they get to get into these areas. And, you know, the exhibitors are all trained to look for that information on their badges, and so they'll get, you know, special perks and treatment throughout the show.
Okay. Cool. And, again, it's mm-hmm. June 29th and 30th, and so mm-hmm. Saturday the show is from 8:30 to, is that 5:30?
It's 8:30 to 6 on Saturday, and then it's 9:30 to 5 on Sunday.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, we welcome anybody to go to the website, check it out. If you have any questions, all of my contact information, our contact information is on there, and we'd be more than happy to answer any questions anybody has.
Now, Cheryl, if you can get Dick Smith to show up, I would love you forever.
We'll talk about that.
Well, we're very
excited. Let's put our heads together on that one after the show. I'm really excited.
Yeah, right?
It just takes time and money, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll have to scheme something. We'll have to come up with something.
Oh, that's wonderful. But, you know, like I said, if anybody has, you know, we'll be putting more information up as far as our speakers and things like that go.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like my website is always under a state of construction, but information is being added daily right now. So just bear with us. But like I said, you know, we're on all the social medias under Fame Expo. So tweet us, Facebook us, see us on Pinterest, Instagram.
Yes. Well, I think, Cheryl, for this to be the first time around, I think you've done a great job. I mean, you've done a lot, I think, in such a short period of time. Like, I don't think anyone looking at your website would think this was the first.
No, and I hope that people go to the show and don't think it's the first. I mean, my whole mission here in creating this is that it's going to come off as a very powerful show, and that it's only going to build. I mean, we have great, you know, we have great backing from our sponsors like OCC and Lime Crime. You know, they've been wonderful. So Deere is going to be doing a seminar on, how to create your own makeup line. I mean, how wonderful of her to share her secrets. So, you know, there's going to be, you know, all those people. Royal Brush has been a great sponsor. So I'm very thankful that I have the trust of so many wonderful companies.
Great.
Well, we're excited and we can't wait. We appreciate you coming on tonight to share that information with us.
Well, thank you guys, and I appreciate it and look forward to talking with you more.
Absolutely. Chat with you soon.
Okay. Take care. Right. Thanks again.
Bye. You're welcome. Good night. So for those of you who are listening and you have a question or a comment about tonight's discussion, you can give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. You can also join us in the chat room where Denise will be heading that up with your questions and comments if you have them, and we'll make sure we get them on the air. Again, like I said earlier, tonight our guest, and please help me if I pronounce it wrong, but tonight our guest is the Director of Membership and Association Programs for PBA, the Professional Beauty Association. And so welcome to the show, Elizabeth Fantetti.
Fantetti, absolutely. You got it perfect.
Oh, great. All right. Thank you for joining us tonight, Elizabeth.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and have the opportunity to share a little bit about what the Professional Beauty Association is doing.
Great. Now, you said you're the Director of Membership and Association Programs. Tell us a little bit about what all of that is and what that means.
Exactly. Well, let me start by telling a little bit about the association, and then I can kind of move into what my role is with the organization. But PBA is a nonprofit business association, and a lot of folks don't even understand what a association or a trade association is, and so I kind of liken it to the American Medical Association. Everyone seems to understand or know about the American Medical Association and that doctors belong to the AMA, and they advocate on behalf of doctors in various components of government and business issues. Well, the Professional Beauty Association does that for the beauty industry. You know, almost every industry and profession has a trade association, and PBA is it for the entire beauty industry. We're excited that we represent the entire supply chain. So we have manufacturers, distributors, salons and spas, schools, as well as licensed professional under our membership umbrella. And being the membership director, that's wonderful because we have a huge constituent group, and it's difficult at the same time because we have a huge constituent group, and everybody has to be messaged to differently, and also has different wants and needs. But it's exciting. Everything that we do is through the eyes of every group, so it's really a very holistic approach to putting together the programs and services that we offer the industry. As the Director of Membership, I'm responsible for recruiting and retaining our members and also putting together value-oriented programs to basically help our members be successful. And it's an exciting position. We're in listen mode right now. We are a fairly young association, and we're only successful if our members are happy and successful. So we're always trying to find new ways to provide ROI back to our members.
Nice. Now, talk about the five core program areas that PBA is focusing on. And I know that, well, I'll let you mention them.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Basically, the five core programs are our government advocacy, our education, our charitable outreach efforts. We have offer signature events, and then just the member services umbrella. So I'll kind of just give a little snippet of what we're doing in each of those program areas. For government affairs right now, we've got a few really key issues that we're focusing on, one being deregulation. A number of states have introduced legislation recently, where they want to actually take away the licensing component for the cosmetologists. And so we're fighting that state by state, and also, you know, putting together a grassroots effort. So licensed professionals and beauty professionals in each state can help us with those efforts. There's also a tip tax credit that we've been working on for a number of years. Our restaurant owners get a dollar-for-dollar tax credit on the tip taxes that they pay. And our thoughts is that salon owners should get that exact same credit. And so we've been fighting that for a number of years. I know the Restaurant Association fought it for over a decade and finally got it passed. And we've been fighting it about that same time. But it looks like we've got some super support this year, and so hopefully we'll be able to make that legislation happen. We're also, our government affairs team, Myra Irizarry and Bridget Sharp, are busy, busy women out in D.C., and they're also working on, they put together a coalition to look at standardizing hours for the cosmetology schools, which would eventually allow reciprocity with our licensing. So someone that's practicing or got a license in, you know, Minnesota can move to California and practice without going for additional hours. So that's a pretty huge initiative, but something that they've started working on, and is really exciting to know that it's a possibility that that could come to fruition in a short, well, short, hopefully a short time.
That would be very nice.
It would be awesome. Just doesn't make sense that you go to school or you practice for a number of years in one state, and you know, just because you cross state lines, you're not allowed to do so in another state. As far as the education front, we offer both online and event education. We've got a wonderful woman in our team, Kelly White, or excuse me, she just recently got married, Kelly McCarthy, and she's done a dynamite job at putting together an online education forum for PBA. And so we offer a number of free webinars to members and non-members alike. And they're also housed on our website. So I encourage folks to go onto our website, go click through to our education tab, and take a look at all of the offerings that are there. They're more business-oriented, so social media, you know, how do you market yourself. And then we also have guest artists that have put together some really wonderful offerings for us. So check it out. And then we also do live event education across the country. For a number of years, we did a 2.5-day event called PBA Symposium, and that has been resurrected this year now as our regional salon summits. We were listening to our members, and they were saying that a lot of them couldn't travel to the one location every year, and they couldn't take 2.5 days plus the travel time away from their businesses. So they wanted us to do a shorter event in different areas of the country. So that's exactly what we put together for 2013. We had one in Boston. We're going to have our West Coast Regional Salon Summit during Beauty Week in Las Vegas, which is coming up in July. And then we'll cap off the year in Boston again. We started in 2012 in the fall in Boston. We'll cap off the year in Boston. And then we had one in Minnesota as well this year. So we're hoping to grow those and have those in more locations in the 2014 year. But it's a one-day, more business-oriented, great content, great speakers, and wonderful networking opportunities. So we'll switch over to segue into our events, which we've got PBA signature events, our ISSC Long Beach and ISSC Midwest, our cash and carry shows that we do, and we also have education at those shows as well. And then we do PBA Beauty Week, which I had mentioned is coming up in Las Vegas in the middle of July this year. And under that Beauty Week umbrella, we have Cosmoprof North America, which is a business-to-business trade show, more of an international flair. We have the North American Hairstyling Awards that happen during that time. We have our Beacon program that happens. City of Hope is a charitable initiative. We have our PBA Business Forum. So I always tell folks, come really well rested that week because you're going to be going. And it's the probably the biggest networking opportunity for the industry all year long. And then as far as member services, that's just our team. I've got a dynamite team of four, and we are here to help and support the industry with questions, with resources, with benefits. We offer a business blueprint section on our website that we manage, which is over 200 documents that you can download and customize for your business. So if you need a script or a non-compete clause or any type of contract, I would encourage folks, go to our website. Most likely it's there. Don't ever create it. We have a reference library that our members can go to for knowledge base, more 3 to 4 page type white papers on industry issues. We offer 5% off at Sally Beauty Supply. We do some research. We manage an active listserv, which is an online networking forum for our members. So that comes all under that member services umbrella. So I should take a breath and let you ask.
Oh, my God.
Let you ask you a question. As you can see, we're really, really wide. We've got a lot to offer.
Yes, you are. You are. You really do. I'm sitting here, like, trying to make notes as you're talking, and I can't keep up. It's just so much.
But, you know, it just seems like there's something for every profession under the beauty umbrella. And it's like, I think this is the organization that everyone needs to be a part of, because it's not the type of organization where you get involved, well, you become a member and you do nothing. This is a working type membership. You know, it's the type of membership where you're almost forced to do something without actually being forced. There are issues there that I think everybody can be passionate about, you know, especially this whole deregulation thing. You know, I'm volunteering and willing now to be a part of any team in the state of Georgia who would like to fight this issue.
Oh, absolutely. We truly appreciate that. And I encourage your listeners to go onto our website, which is ProBeauty, ProBeauty.org, and click on Advocacy, and you can become a state captain. And I know a lot of folks are probably wary of making that first initial dip into the volunteer section of any association, but this is really easy to do. It's something that you know. It's the industry that you love. Basically, when you become a state captain, all we're asking for you to do is be a champion for the industry that you love and be that voice. Let others that you're networking with know what's going on. It's kind of just that word-of-mouth campaign. And Myra and Bridget, who lead our government affairs team, are phenomenal at spoon-feeding you all of the information that you need if you do, in fact, want to go meet with a legislator, either on the state or the federal level. They're there to help you. They're there to support you and give you all the information that you need to be successful in having that conversation and truly making an impact in this industry.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you don't, if government advocacy is not your thing, because I know it's not sexy, a lot of people are like, you know what, I'm glad I have a peace of mind knowing that PBAs are behind the scenes watchdog and they're, you know, doing what they need to do to support me. We've got a number of other ways that you can get involved. And one of the things I failed to mention when I was talking about our 5-4 programs is our charitable initiative. About a year ago, we resurrected our PBA foundation, and under our foundation, we support a few wonderful industry initiatives, one being Cut It Out, which is a program that we're trying to eradicate eradicate domestic violence. You know, a lot of times when a woman sits down in your chair, or man for that matter, and they're sharing their heart and soul, their life with you, and you as a cosmetologist or a stylist, you know what's going on. If things don't seem right, if there is something amiss. So this program basically trains the stylist to be able to recognize the signs of domestic abuse and allows them to safely refer their clients for help. So you're not giving advice, you're not getting in the middle of a terrible situation. You're merely being able to provide them with the access they need to help. So you can order the material free of charge, again, via our website, and then also we'll connect you with a local shelter that would come into your salon and provide you with that training. PBA also is working with the American Cancer Society and PCPC on a program called Look Good, Feel Better. And this is a program that helps primarily women, but men also, that are going through cancer, be able to style their hair or their wigs or apply makeup, you know, to their skin that may have been changing due to all the drugs and treatment that they've been going through. So they feel good about themselves because what they've been, you know, historically doing normally is changing as they're going through their treatment and the chemicals are affecting their body. So we give them the tools to improve their self-esteem, and there's been studies that show once their self-esteem is good and they're feeling better about themselves, then the treatment goes better. So that's a program that we actually train the trainers. It's across the country, so if you have interest in getting involved in that, please contact Rachel Malepsky. She manages both our Look Good, Feel Better program as well as our Cut It Out program. And she's a busy lady. She also manages our disaster relief program. So with all of the tornadoes that have happened in the past year and the flooding with Hurricane Sandy, we actually have a fund where if a stylist or a salon is affected by any of those disasters, they can apply for aid. And a lot of times these applications, these folks have lost their businesses and they just need money to for food and for shelter. And so it's a quick turnaround. They submit their application to PBA. We review it and get a check out to them ASAP so they can get back on their feet as quickly as possible. So those are all come under our PBA Foundation or what our charitable initiatives are. One final piece of that is our sponsor or our scholarships. We offer a number of different scholarships for both licensed professionals and for students. The majority of them are for students, but we have one that we work with, Sally Beauty Supply. And so Sally offers six $500 scholarships for licensed professionals for continuing education, because we love our professionals that want to continue their education after they've been licensed for a number of years. So you can use it in any fashion. You can use it in one of our programs, or if you know of another program that you want to apply it to, it's up to you. And Sally also offers seven $1,000 scholarships for students, and the deadline for applications for that is November 15th. Of 2013, and then we also offer a scholarship in conjunction with Minerva, and that's five $1,000 scholarships, and the application deadline for those is May 31st. So again, all of this can be found, the scholarship information can be found via our education tab on the Pro Beauty website, and then any information on Look Good, Feel Better, Cut It Out, or our disaster relief fund can be found under the charities tab. I'll take a breath.
Okay. Yeah, take a breath. Wow. I mean, you know, I hope the people that's listening are really getting something out of this, because they really need to know what you all do and what you offer. And I know that you guys, well, tell me a little bit, because I know that, I know that I was a member of National Cosmetology Association.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into PBA. I don't know. Just tell me a little. Was PBA already an existing organization, and then they merged together, and then it just became PBA? How did that all come about? And then how did merging make the organization stronger in regards to all that you've already said?
That's a great question. Well, when I said PBA is a relatively young association, I should have stated in its current form. PBA is the creation of four legacy associations coming together. So back in 2002, we had the ABA, which was the Association for the Manufacturers, BBSI, which was the Association for the Distributors, and then TSA, the Salon Association, which was the Association for the Salon Owners. And they merged together and formed the Professional Beauty Association. So they're governed by a board of directors. We had three leadership councils, one representing manufacturers, one representing distributors, and one representing salon owners. And you know, of those leadership councils, three people from each of those councils sat on our board of directors. So we had an equal representation across the board. And our board of directors are really our governing individuals. They're monitoring our strategic plan and what we should be working on a higher level to improve and advance the industry. So back 3-4 years ago now, the National Cosmetology Association, we merged with them. And it was wonderful because we brought under our wing the individual beauty professional and students. We didn't have any house for those individual professionals or students at that until we merged with NCA. So they became our fourth membership section. So we have a leadership council now that represents that group. And again, three of those individuals sit on our board of directors. So we now have 12 folks on our board of directors, and again, equal representation across the board. And for us, it really kind of brought us full circle, because now we truly can say that we represent the entire beauty industry from nuts to bolts. In addition to that, although we're a national association, we're primarily domestic here in the U.S., we do have more than 25 countries represented in our membership as well. So that's kind of exciting as I wear my membership hat, because we, you know, what we do is not only valuable to those nationally, but internationally as well. But when we merged with the National Cosmetology Association, you know, it really opened our eyes to what that individual professional needs and wants. And it also strengthened our voice. And then one of the most exciting things, again, is the students. If we really want to make a difference in the industry, we really need to start with our student section. And my goal long-term is to really build that student program and give them the opportunity to understand that although they're going to school for behind the chair, there's a huge $63 billion industry out there. So if it doesn't work behind the chair, you know what? Don't leave the industry. You can get into manufacturing. You can get into distribution, sales, marketing, communications, research. There's just so many different avenues, and that license is really powerful. We lose about 80% of the students are not practicing after 3 years. That's horrible. And I'm hoping that us as the association can change that statistic over time and keep these kids involved. I shouldn't say kids, because there's a lot of more mature individuals going back to school because they didn't before and they're coming back in. But keep these folks in the industry that we know and love. So as far as us bringing on that fourth membership section, it's just so exciting for us. And like I said, with just also having those students in our mix as well is wonderful. we do have the students right now do enjoy all the same benefits that our licensed professional members enjoy. So they get free tickets to a number of industry events. They get the 5% off at Sally Beauty Supply. They get a free subscription to American Salon Magazine. But then we also offer a Beacon, which is a competition where they can apply to attend a special education session at Beauty Week. And it's a more business-oriented competition where we ask the applicants to create a marketing piece, whether it be a website or a business card or a brochure. They have to submit a resume, and then they also have to submit 3 references. So it gives them more of that business approach to a competition. We had over, I think, 900 applicants for the 2013 Beacon program, and we just announced the winners on Friday, and we have 100 winners and then 200 honorable mentions that will be joining us in Las Vegas this year. So that's exciting. And then also on the student front, we have the North American Hairstyling Awards. We have 2 categories that students can apply to participate in NAHA. We have student category, and we have a newcomer of the year. So if you're only, you've only been in the year or in the business for 1 to 3 years, you can submit an entry in that category as well.
Now, I don't have 2 questions.
Yeah.
Based on what you just said. One, I want to know, how do you attract students to your organization? I remember, because I'm sitting here trying to think, when I first learned about the National Cosmetology Association, I don't specifically remember how I got information to join. I am a licensed manicurist as well as a makeup artist. And I became a makeup artist first. And then the following year, you know, got my license to do nails. So I'm sure that it was the nail license is how, you know, I got introduced to the National Cosmetology Association. So I guess my first question again is, how do you attract students to join? What's the appeal for them to join? And then 2, you know, makeup artists, for most states around the country, don't have to be licensed. I know when I'm from Maryland and I got my makeup license in Maryland, but since then they have gotten rid of the license for makeup artists. So I guess my thing is, how do you reach out to makeup artists who are not working in salons or who are not a part of the hair industry, I should say? How do you get their attention? Because this organization, it sounds to me like, you know, you guys really have a lot to offer anyone in the beauty industry. And so I'm just wondering, for a makeup artist who's not in the salon, how do you reach out to them as well?
Well, that's a really, really, really good question, and one that I ask myself daily. Let me go back to just students in general. I had found when we did bring NCA under our umbrella is when I talked to a lot of these long-term members, they had been members of NCA for 20, 30, 40 years, faithful members year after year. And it's like, how did you initially find out about the association? And 9 times out of 10, it was my educator. One of my teachers told me I had to belong to the National Cosmetology Association. I joined, and I never gave up my membership. And so that was when our wheels started turning. It's like, we need to start when they're in school and have them understand who we are, what we're doing, why it would benefit them to align with us early in their career. And so right now we're doing 2 things within the membership department. Over the past 2 years, our membership committee, which again is made up of volunteers, we've got a cross-representation of distributors, manufacturers, salon owners, and individual professionals on it. We've been working on if we had to start this association from scratch, what changes would we make? And so we crafted a modification program. We're in the midst of presenting it to our leadership right now. And so we're trying to look at how can we make it more accessible to everyone across the board. So we're kind of restructuring our foundation. And once we have that in place, then we're also looking at crafting a stronger outreach effort to the schools. And because a lot of schools, a lot of educators don't know who PBA is. But if we can kind of increase their recognition of the association and then have them share the message with their students, it's a win-win. Because everybody can belong.
Right.
The other exciting thing that we've just signed an agreement with Mariana Industries. And Mariana, they put together a high percentage of the new student kits that go into the hands of students at independent schools. And so we're going to have a PBA message in that new student kit. So every student, I think there's about 100,000 of them that get those Mariana kits, will have something about PBA in front of them when they start their sessions. So that's exciting for us. It's kind of one of those first stepping stones into building the stronger school outreach program.
Mm-hmm.
And then as far as makeup license, you know, we're really hair focused. We do have nails, we do have skin under our umbrella, but I would say the majority of our members are hair-focused, and that'll be an initiative of our committee as well, is how do we identify these special interest groups, such as the makeup artist, the skin, the nails, and how do we craft resources that are important and valuable to them. My number one goal is when someone gets their annual dues statement at the end of the year, it's not a, oh, should I or should I not pay this? It's a, I absolutely need to pay this right now because this association has done X, Y, Z for me, and there's no way I wouldn't continue to be involved. So it's we're still in our infancy stage of trying to figure out what that is. And, you know, with this vast constituent group, it's difficult because you do, you know, not only have all, you know, the different types of manufacturers, the different types of distributors, but then you have the different types of licensed professionals and what exactly do they need? I know what our number one question in the membership department is, healthcare. if we could offer health insurance, that would be our golden handcuff. But unfortunately, you know, right now as it stands, that's not an option for us. But it's those types of issues that we're looking at big picture-wise, what can we put together, how can we strategize, what would be really valuable for our industry?
You know, that would be, I think that would probably have people running to the organization if you had health care. And you find that people ask that a lot?
That's our number one question. You know, historically, this was years and years and years ago, NCA did have an association healthcare program. You know, now what we've found with the states, you know, and their laws and regulations are just so varied from state to state to state. So we do have some resources that we direct our members to, but we do not have a group insurance policy, per se, for our members. And, again, our government advocacy team is watching that issue on a regular basis and just that small business issue in general, and, you know, monitoring the situation. So it's unfortunate that we can't offer something at this point, but always it's something on our radar and what can we do to help our members.
Is there something that you can think of that you guys don't offer the membership that you would like to put in place?
Hmm. You know, for me, one of the strongest forums that we have is our listserv, and it's kind of an archaic dinosaur type model because it's done through an email networking. And
I was just about to ask about that.
Yeah, and so basically it's an email that goes out to, we've got four different listservs, one for the manufacturers, one for the distributors, one for salon owners, and one for the licensed professionals. And our salon owners find great value in it. They're such a supportive group to each other. And they discuss, oh my gosh, everything from, marketing ideas to, how do you remove hair extensions to, software questions to, I'm just having a bad day and need somebody to kind of give me a pep talk. It's really awesome to see what a wonderful community our listserv is. And so the salons have it down. They're great. They're connected. It's a huge value for that salon section's membership. And I would love to be able to kind of upgrade that networking forum and be able to extend it out to the other sections as well. And also keep the historical information that's being shared. Right now, we do have an archive, but it's kind of cumbersome and clunky to go back to some of the conversations. But they're hugely valuable threads.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of losing a wonderful resource just from our limited technology. But the good news is right now I am actually championing a huge technology project for the association, and within the next year or so, some of these changes will be made. So it's a more interactive online approach for our members. They'll be able to go in and change their directory, and we're going to have a salon and stylist locator, and hopefully have a new forum for some of these conversations, so everyone can have access to the information. So it's all about sharing and the community, and for me that's the most exciting part right now is that we've finally gotten to the point where we can invest in some technology and build this online community, which will be valuable across the board. That's probably a long-winded answer to your question. But exciting stuff on the horizon.
I'm looking at the site now, and I see this tattoo that says, "I am a professional. I'm licensed."
Mm-hmm.
What is the beauty? Why do you think so many people feel like the license is what makes you professional, as opposed to not having a license?
I kind of have an idea, but I think I just want to hear your take on why the license makes you professional.
Well, I think it's not only that it's professional, it's that a lot of people don't realize the education that is provided with that license. It's not just how to cut hair, but it's how to use chemicals, how to recognize infection, how to, sanitize properly. You can get clipped and get a staph infection, and people that don't understand that or don't realize I certainly wouldn't want to go to somebody that's not licensed. And have that pride in their profession as well. So we as the PBA truly believe that licensing is important. you know, the hours of the schooling should be consistent. I mean, as I said earlier, we have brought this coalition together to look at the normalizing the licensing hours across the states. But it's not just passing that state board. It's so much more. And it really truly does come down to the safety of the clients and the general public.
Right, right. I mean, I think for me, when I think about being a professional and having a license, the first thing that comes to mind is the sanitation and how it's not that if you don't have the license, you can't learn that. But, I mean, there is certain, you know, book knowledge, if you want to call it, that you do get about sanitation. It's not just the practical part of it. But, I mean, there are some things you just can't, you just don't learn about sanitation just by, you know, doing things the right way. I mean, there's certain things that you have to know about what chemicals or what products can actually sterilize and sanitize your implements. And you don't learn that just by trying it out on your own. I mean, you may learn it, but it may take you a while, you know. I mean, you could risk the health of your client trying to learn it on your own. So so just to have that education is so critical to your career and to you being that professional in the industry.
Well, and understanding that anatomy and the chemistry and, you know, how the hair is affected just by what's going on in your body. This is kind of off topic, but I had a hairstylist once that we were chatting and she said, you know, I had one of my clients that had been coming in for years and years and years, and she goes, I kept noticing kind of this change in her hair structure over, you know, 2 or 3 visits. And she finally said to the woman, she said, you know what, will you please go in and get checked because something isn't right. It's not adding up. Your hair is changing. Sure enough, this woman had cancer, and she had no idea. It was her hairstylist that recognized the changes in her hair and basically asked her to go get checked.
Wow.
There's a huge power in what you're touching people. It's the last profession that you're licensed to touch. You know, and it's such a personal experience. I think it's just understanding that it's hair and nails and just what that they can tell us about our bodies is amazing.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And so speaking of licenses, do you believe or do you think that there should be a license for makeup artistry?
Well, good question. You've got a lot of good questions. you know what? I'm not going to answer that. I haven't given a lot of thought to it, but I would encourage you to have Myra Irizarry on from our government affairs team. You know, they've been working with the Safe Cosmetics on the Safe Cosmetics Alliance, and she's much more knowledgeable on just the chemicals and the legislation, and would be in a much better position to probably answer that question on behalf of the association. That's it. You know what? I've not thought. I would have to defer to her on that one.
Oh, we got you on that one, huh?
You did get me on that one. But I'll tell you, I just think makeup is just makes or I don't want to say it makes or breaks a person, but you know, I was having a discussion with some of my colleagues about 2 weeks ago because I had a young student that was writing a paper and had reached out to us, and she had asked a number of different questions on, you know, did I personally think that makeup changed a person's outlook on life? She had some, you know, really poignant questions on, you know, how does makeup affect how people feel about either yourself or others that are wearing it. And it really made me think, because I always thought, oh, you know, people either wear makeup or they don't wear makeup. But when I was talking to my colleagues, we all kind of were thinking through just situations, and even people that don't wear makeup tend to wear makeup for special occasions or job interviews, or, you know, it was kind of like, yeah, you know what, makeup does make you feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think of it as a mask per se. I think of it as enhancing the features, but I love makeup. I spend lots and lots. And now that I'm in my late 40s, I also love skincare. I'll try any cream or soap or eye serum you give me. And
well, listen,
thank goodness there's lots of good ones out there.
Yeah, really. Is there anything about PDA that you would like the audience to know about that we haven't talked about?
You know what? That if you're a professional in the industry, you can become a member. And so I encourage everyone to go to our website. We recently launched a new website about a month ago, and I think it looks great. There's a ton of information there. Thank you. So, yeah, kudos to our marketing team. They did a fabulous job at pulling all this information together. But, you know, whether you join or not, there is a ton of great industry information there. So go to probeauty.org, probeauty.org. You know, look around. If you have any questions or you need to use us as a resource, we're here for you. If you send an email to info@probeauty.org, one of my team will either answer you or shoot it on to another staff member that would best be poised to answer your question. And I always say, if we don't have the answer, we'll source it for you. That's the wonderful thing about the organization, is that we have a huge array of industry professionals and volunteers, so we can reach out to them, and they're just so helpful and so wonderful. So we'll do our best to source the answer and get it over to you. But you can join the association for as little as $115 a year.
Mm-hmm.
For an organization to have access to the business blueprints and to the listserv, it's a little bit more. But our organizational members can join for between $175 to $7,500 a year. It depends on your gross annual sales. And 65% of your dues are tax deductible as a business expense. So I think it's a really solid investment. And like I said, we're here to make sure that you get the return on investment and that you retain your membership year after year. So check us out.
Absolutely. Well, I've been a member for at least 10 years, if not a little bit more, and I continue to renew each year. I would like to make the commitment to be a little bit more involved, you know, going forward than I have been. Thank you guys very much for that 5% discount at Sally's. I believe it's on sale items or non-sale items, but it doesn't matter. 5% is 5%, and it's truly appreciated.
5%. Yep. And if you attend one show, you know, the $115, you do get free tickets to Cosmoprof North America, IBS shows. Although we don't produce them, we have a wonderful relation with Questex, and so the IBS New York, IBS Las Vegas, the IECSC, the skincare shows in New York, Vegas, and Florida, our ISSC shows. So if you go to one show, it pays for itself. And then all the others come on top.
Trust me. I've used all of my free show memberships, believe me. So,
well, good.
You did you definitely paid for it.
And one last thing, I also encourage everybody, we do have a code of ethics for the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to probeauty.org/pledge, and you can download the code of ethics and take the pledge that you're a proud licensed professional, we would truly appreciate that as well.
Definitely.
Yes, I'm on the site now, and I wanted to ask for the state captains.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do here? Do I email someone that's in my state, or what do I do?
Yeah, so basically what happens is if there's an issue that comes up in your state, for example, Myra and Bridget are tracking legislation on a state-by-state basis daily. So if they mm-hmm. see that legislation is being introduced in your state, they will reach out to you and say, this is what's happening. Please let all of your network know. And, you know, then they kind of guide you through what the process and procedure is. Because what their number one goal is to squash it before it gets approved or moves on to, you know, from the House to the Senate. So
okay.
It's basically just a networking vehicle. You know, you're not going to do anything wrong per se. It's just helping get the word out. And so if you have
mm-hmm.
interest in getting involved as a state captain, please email Bridget,
B-R-I-D-G-E-T,
at probeauty.org, or
okay.
give us a call, and we'll get you added to that list.
Okay, I see her thing now. Okay, I just saw
yeah.
the names under each state, and so I was thinking I had to maybe contact one of them, but they're actually one of the captains in those states.
Yeah, and the more captains we have, the better, because that just increases our grassroots efforts. And, you know, just makes it so we get the word out to more people. And we've had a wonderful opportunity to partner also with some of the software programs for the industry, and they'll message out the legislative issues via the software programs as well, which we truly appreciate. So these things happen fast and furious, and so you have to get on them as quickly as possible. And it's wonderful when we have a strong network that's fighting those issues.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. I really enjoyed this conversation. You all have so much going on. We could probably do a show for the next month and still cover everything.
Well, again, we truly appreciate the time and allowing us to come on tonight and let you know what we're doing, and look forward to after July, we're going to do a soft launch of some of our modifications, and we can circle back around and share those changes. They're really exciting changes that are coming about. I think your audience will like what we have to offer in 2014
Absolutely.
And beyond. So
that would be great. Well, I'm excited
yeah.
about hearing what's going on with you guys. So we will try to reach out later in the year so you can come back and share some updates as to what's going on. And we'll definitely be reaching out to Myra and Myra and Bridget to kind of get some more questions answered, because the deregulation issue is really big, and it's definitely a concern for me, and I know for some others. So we kind of want to know what's going on with that. So stay tuned,
yeah.
everybody.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Elizabeth. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys for listening to our show tonight. If you like the show, go out and mark it as a favorite right here on Blog Talk Radio or on our profile page. Again, we're trying to get part two of our PBA show series. We're trying to bring that to you next week if possible, but if not, we will have another guest on. So stay tuned to our Twitter page and our Facebook pages for who our guests will be. And again, continue to be beautiful and blessed, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good night.
Good night.